Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pin Podcast. Almost 8 years running. 8 years and 3 million downloads. That's incredible. Never did I ever think that we would get to this place, but here we are. We're still talking about Pinterest. And in today's episode, we are going to tackle how to tag affiliate products on Pinterest. So a couple episodes back, you heard me cover bad Pinterest marketing advice. Basically, don't fall for this because it's kind of something that's out there. So I figured I might as well tell you how to do good affiliate marketing and along with some of the technical pieces, because what kind of good marketer would I be without giving you the positive solution? So even though I hear affiliate marketing is all the rage everywhere and people think they can make six figures like overnight, which I don't think is true, I still want to cover how you do it with Pinterest. So before we dive in, I just want to remind you of this. Simple Pin Media is a Pinterest marketing agency with one goal: make Pinterest marketing easier. Whether it's our Done For You services or our Done With You ads membership, or even our DIY products in the Simple Pin shop, our commitment is to help you get on Pinterest the right way so it can deliver up the results that you need. If you are unsure of which product or services would be a best fit, book a discovery call with us. It is not a strategy call. I just want to preference that. It's a discovery call so that we can guide you in the best direction to which product would serve you. We believe that no one should be left confused when it comes to Pinterest. So let us bring you some clarity today. Sign up for a discovery call.
You're listening to the Simple Pin Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Okay, affiliate marketing. I just spent the last 10 minutes messing around with this, so I'm going to tell you at the end what I did and what I learned. But I want to preface this by saying that you might come against some roadblocks. Like, you might feel frustrated. There's a tech component to affiliate marketing tagging when it comes to Pinterest that's going to leave you a little bit annoyed. So I'm going to tell you what I did today, which is in, you know, early 2024. And I'm pretty sure that's not going to be the same thing in early 2025. So just a heads up, if you're listening to this then, hopefully we will have an updated one between now and then if things change. But if you're doing this right now, here's where I want to take this from. If I were in your shoes and I wanted to pursue affiliate marketing on Pinterest, here's what I would do. And here's what I have seen work. And here's what I have seen maybe not work. What I have seen not work is a lack of connection. So what I mean by that is I've seen it not work when people just slap up a bunch of affiliate marketing links and just kind of hope for the best. We worked with a client who, I wouldn't say they did that. They didn't want to be impersonal, but they definitely wanted to be, for lack of a better phrase, an affiliate link slumming site, if you will. They wanted to stack their site with affiliate links and drive as much traffic to it to see what they could get. It's totally fine. I'm not dogging on this model at all, but I'm saying this just doesn't have the same results as someone who curates an audience and curates a connection, if that makes sense. Okay. So make sure you go back and listen to that previous episode. It's just a few episodes back, and it's basically like what affiliate marketing advice you should avoid. That should tee you up for this episode. Second, I really want to talk about the ways that you show value first on Pinterest with four different types of content that will get you the clicks that you are looking for. This is where you strategically create content for Pinterest. And when I say content, that either means content that lives on your website or short form video content. I think both can be done. And I think both done side by side are really great. And so you can use these four ways in both of those methods. And if you're taking like one idea and you're creating a blog post and then you're creating four different types of videos, you have an opportunity to really max it out. And last, I'm going to tell you what I did, what I was annoyed with, both on desktop and phone, and how you can kind of figure it out. We do have a tagging video on YouTube. So if you want to go check that out, you can go see it kind of in real time if you are a visual learner. Okay. All the ways that you can show value first on Pinterest. I believe that these are some of the most powerful ways that you can get people to click on your affiliate link. And this can be in all different types of spaces and niches. Like I envision somebody who's talking about fashion. This is so perfect. I envision somebody who's talking about food. Somebody who's talking about beauty. Somebody who's talking even about DIY. Or landscaping. There are so many verticals that this can be used in. So number one is simply lifestyle content. Most of us are probably pretty good at this because we're showing a product in action. Maybe it's our product or another product. Think of somebody who is showing a great spring coat and they're walking down the street in it and they're showing how it looks, where it lands on the leg, how it fits the shoulders, or maybe they're just in general giving kind of an overview of how they're going to style it, right? I see a lot of this on Instagram and I think this would be great for Pinterest, but I think a lot of people don't pull it over because they're like, well, I'm not supposed to show my face on Pinterest or I'm not supposed to get super personal. I disagree with that. I think when I say super personal, don't talk about your day. But if you're talking about like a staple in your wardrobe or you're talking about a staple in your beauty routine, this kind of lifestyle content, Pinterest says, sees a 32% higher click-through rate than standalone products. So you can have a picture of that particular coat, or you can have a picture of that you wearing that coat, or a video showing the dimensions of that coat. So that's what we mean when we say lifestyle content. So that's number one. Number two, tutorials. Show how the product works. I love tutorials. I think you can do them in blog posts, in videos, in infographics, which a lot of people don't do infographics anymore. I think I've always been a big opponent of infographics on Pinterest because I think they give away too much. But I think there's a way to do a pared down one of how something works. Like step one, step two, step three, step four. That's a great infographic instead of giving away everything, right? So showing how you wash your face at night or showing how you're going to build a backyard fire pit. These are all things that get people super interested in and they're really great for video. Number three is product reviews and comparisons. I'm a sucker for these. I tell you, when anybody does like a side-by-side of somebody's beauty routine and they show the before and after of their face, sold, right? It's a good thing I don't have a lot of disposable income or I would be buying a lot of this stuff. You often see product reviews and comparisons in the weight loss space. And one thing to note is that Pinterest is they're very careful with the weight loss content that ends up on Pinterest. And so you're going to have to look and be really careful about the keywords that you're using. Weight loss is definitely not going to get you seen, but maybe a healthy lifestyle or ways to build habits or something like that might get you seen in the search more so than weight loss. So that's just a note about that. Number four is match trends. So do your keyword research and really keep an eye on that Pinterest trends tool and Pinterest predicts and start to use some of those keywords in what you're talking about. Pinterest Predicts is an annual report that Pinterest puts out. We have a podcast episode about that just a little ways back. And these are things that they predict will trend in 2024. If any of those products or they are adjacent to products that you talk about, absolutely be using these trends. Is it eclectic grandpa? I think I've said electric grandpa before, so sorry about that. But I think it's eclectic grandpa. And I see you in the sock trend. I've seen the high socks at the gym that are going over your workout pants. I'm not doing it, right? Like I'm solid Gen Xer. I want my no-show socks. You're going to see my ankles. But that being said, I think there's things in that report that are going to trend that either Gen Z or millennials are going to pick up on. I know millennials are not going to give up their skinny jeans, but whatever. So look for trends. And if you have not looked through Pinterest Predicts, I highly recommend you do a high level look through. Just see where they are talking about something that closely matches the topic that you talk about. Okay, so let's review the four ways you can showcase a product's value: lifestyle content, tutorials, product reviews and comparisons, and you can match the trends that Pinterest already sees happening. Okay, the last part is, how do you actually tag the product? Okay, on desktop, you can only go back and edit. So when, again, today, February 26, 2024, when I went to upload a pin and I added everything in there, I couldn't tag my product. Now, I don't know if I don't have a new, Tabby and I were talking back and forth. Tabby's our social media manager here at Simple Pin Media, about things that she was seeing, things that I wasn't seeing. So I'm just going to say, when it comes to desktop, what I did was I went to my latest pin, and it was about why you should add a book to your business, last podcast. And what I wanted to do was I would not only wanted to tag my product, but also an Amazon product. When I tried to put those two products together, it would not work. So I ended up tagging my own product in the first one. And all I did was click the little shopping bag in the upper left. And then I clicked the plus button. And then I added a product. Now I'm going to do it right now and see if I can even add another Simple Pin product to this. Okay, I was able to add a Simple Pin product, but it looks as though adding my product plus an Amazon affiliate product did not work. So then I went back to another pin and I just decided to add my favorite business book, which is called E-Myth. If you've never read it, it's incredible. And I used my Amazon affiliate link. That did work the first time. So I think things can be glitchy on desktop. And I know some people are going to probably have something that works for them. It's like, I've had idea pins for 175 years and no one else has. So just know that accounts look different. But I think my point being that when you are tagging something after the fact, like maybe you go back to a pin that's been doing really, really well and you want to add a product associated with it, I would say, if you're going to do all Amazon affiliates, do all Amazon affiliates, see how many you can do. Don't do too many. My recommendation is not more than five. But what happens is you'll see the white dot. And then below, when you click on the pin, you will see the products listed below. Now on desktop, I could only add the affiliate link when I'm uploading a pin. Now, I'm not even going to get into scheduling because that feels like a whole nother element of some business we're not going to do today. So when I upload everything directly to my phone and I get to the point where I can tag products, then I can put it in there. So old pins, already published, go on desktop, go back and edit. Might be a little glitchy. New pins, upload them directly when you are adding the pin to Pinterest. I would love to know how you're leveraging affiliate marketing, how you're tagging products, how you've been creative with it. I think one of the really misleading parts of this is that people think, I will just put up as many affiliate links as possible and I will make money. The problem is that people have to find value in the original pin that you post. So if you are doing something that is generating a lot of engagement and people are already asking you for the link, put the link on there. Or if you want people to come to the blog post and then click on the link in your blog post, I know there's people who really love to do that because sometimes affiliate links break when you go directly from the link on a pin. So just be really cognizant of how you are serving the user with those affiliate links. Do these links help them? Do they guide them in the right direction, or am I just putting up as many as I can? And I really think that's the litmus test that you have to run everything through. And if you don't, then I think you're really going to be frustrated by it and really missing the boat. So there you go. That's it. I think that everybody should try affiliate link tagging on their Pinterest pins and see how it works. It's all about testing. It's all about trying to make it work for you. I would love this from you. If you have not left a review for the Simple Pin podcast, would you take 30 seconds and do that? Not only does that give us feedback about what you think about our podcast, but two, it shows other people what you think about our podcast. I'm hesitant to be like, if you don't like our podcast, then you can just email me. But listen, it's free out there. People can say what they want. On Spotify, you can only star it. So I'd love 5 stars. It'd be amazing. Thank you so much for listening to the Simple Pin podcast. And next week, we'll have more Pinterest marketing information for you.